Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So continue our discussion, spiritual view, book 5. The need for constant mindfulness. Constant mindfulness. Did anyone practice any aspect of mindfulness this morning? Anyone? Cooking? How did you enter the kitchen? Very good. Who else?
Chanting.
We're trying to be mindful in chanting. How was it? Just doing better than yesterday. Good. Who else? Who has practiced?
By cleaning everything, just thinking about Krishna, yes.
So you saw Krishna on the floor? Did you see Krishna on the floor as we clean? No? Did you see? Okay. Tomorrow you see. Who else practice?
Also, I make the garland.
They were making the garland. Oh, very good. That's very nice. So, okay, I will check Hare Krishna. I'll check how Krishna feels. If you like the garland. I'll check if Krishna sees you there. After wearing the garland, I'm going to check. So this is how we can get there. By practicing what we are hearing. So, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj did not just speak about things. He did everything he speaks about. He has an institute for spiritual, applied spiritual technology. He's teaching practical how to live day-to-day Krishna conscious life. And somebody came, after reading his book, he was curious. I want to go and look at this man and see if he's different from the book. He went to the institute. He stayed there for some time. Then he confessed why he came. He had read so many books from different people. And as conditioned souls, we are different from what we say. We are different from what we do. Pure soul, liberated soul, they're the same way what they do, what they speak. That wouldn't make the difference. So after staying some time, a week, he stayed for a whole week there. While he was there, he was watching. After he satisfied himself, then he confessed one evening program. After reading a book, I came to see the man. I'm very happy to see that he corresponds with his book. So, it is different from when we are writing books to sell and make money as a means for survival. Therefore, we who are following this should practice it very nicely. So we continue from where we stopped yesterday. Balam balabatam chaham kamaraga babari ibarajitam dharma virudho bhute shut kamvas me baratar sabha. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles. O Lord of the Bharatas, Arjuna. Ye chaiva sattvika bhava, rajasa tamasas chaye, Mataibe titan vidhi na tuya hamte sute mai. Know that all state of being, be they of goodness, passion, or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am, in one sense, everything. But I am independent. I am not under the moulds of material nature. For they, on the contrary, are within me. The Lord clearly says that everything comes from Him. However, He still remains independent and outside of His own creation. This is the transcendent aspect of the Godhead. Just like when Krishna created the Varanas and the Ashramas, Krishna didn't manage it. He didn't participate in it. He didn't manage it. After creating this, He gave it to Brahmana and the Kshatriya. He remained alone. The Kshatriyas and the Brahmana, they are two pillars of the society. When these two pillars are very strong, everybody will be very happy and satisfied. So Krishna is fully independent. Although He is the supreme control and everything comes from Him, He remains unaffected by everything. Therefore, we cannot hold Krishna responsible for anything. Our enjoyment or our suffering. That depends on us. Well done, my darling. Well done. Now we're going to the practical. I would now like to share a meditation from my book, The Beggar 2, entitled Well Done, My Darling. Well done. In order to help us take this mindfulness much more to heart, we want to connect more with the transcendental so that the increasing degradation and duality in the material societies will not disturb us to the same extent. Mindfulness is a serious weapon. Mindfulness is a serious weapon that we want to share with you for healthy spiritual survival and even for material stability. Mindfulness is a serious weapon that we want to share with you for healthy spiritual survival and even for material stability. Even for material stability. In this prayer, the individual endeavors to practice mindfulness and then receives great encouragement from the beloved. When people who we deeply care about act in beneficial ways, we want them to recognize their own achievement. We feel happy that they have enhanced their existence through their actions, which in turn help us participate in their victory. If we do not care about a person, we may not even notice their outstanding behavior, and we feel hesitant to express any kind of appreciation. However, when we care, we feel happy that their actions will ultimately enhance their own well-being. We feel some satisfaction knowing that their behavior will have a beneficial result. That's why we are pushing. If you care, you want to see that those whom we care for are making advancement. We want to see everyone making advancement. So it is caring. What are the ways? What are the ways we show our care? What are the ways we show our care for someone? What are the ways? By service?
Chastisement.
Very good. Chastisement. What else? Strict supervision. What are the ways to show that we care for someone? Inspire others by our own example. Yes. What else? Provide what is necessary. Provide what is necessary. Yes. What else?
Constant supervision and guidance.
The care that I care for you. What are the symptoms? What are the signs? What are the ways to show that I care for you? Taking care of the health, concern about the health, emotional, deep emotional sentiment, motivating encouragement. Yes. Praying, yes. Praying for the success. Yes. Conscious. About him or her. Conscious.
What is important or what is wrong?
Teaching what is important, what is necessary. Teach what is necessary.
Listen.
Listen very carefully to their needs and their concerns. And providing it. Risk. Good. That's what I'm looking for. Risk. Risk. You cannot help someone if you're not ready to suffer. If you're not ready to suffer, you cannot help someone. If you're not ready to suffer. Only those who are ready to suffer can help. Yes, take risk. I'm trying to remember some. Who is that? We're just reading something about some personalities. Some personality I'm trying to, from Bhagavatam. Yes. I remember. It's Shukracharya and Brihaspati. Yeah. Although I know this is not good, but I have to do this because I love my daughter. Because of the love he has for the daughter. Although he knew this is not good, but he has to do it. These are the sign of caring for someone. The idea is that we go beyond our limit to help. That's the idea. It's a sign that we care for someone. So it is not just me talking. To care for someone, you have to chastise. If you care for someone, if you don't care for the person, the Buddha is mentioning here, we don't notice what is happening with you. We don't notice it. What is happening with you is, it's all right. It's not my business. We should be grateful. One of the ways we are not making advancement is that, according to Gurudev's word, we lack the attitude of gratitude. We lack the attitude of gratitude. We're not grateful. One of the ways we're not making advancement. And the problem with this is that, the serious problem with this lack of gratitude is that we will not be able to see what is available. Right? We'll not see Krishna in a taste of water. We won't see Krishna's ability in man. We'll see the object, we'll get stuck there. Understand? When we look at the object, we'll get stuck there. Oh, this is a beautiful girl. Oh, this is a handsome man. We'll get stuck there. It is because we are blocked. Why? No gratitude. For one who has gratitude will not get stuck the object, will go beyond, oh, behind this beautiful girl, this handsome man, this supreme person of God. That's going beyond. Only when we have grateful heart that we will go beyond to that extent. Being grateful. We should be grateful. We should practice being grateful. How do we do that? What a simple way to start being grateful, showing gratitude to Krishna. That's the simplest way to start. Thank you. Thank you. Just say that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all. How long does it take to do that? We should learn to always say thank you. Just a simple thing. Begin from there. Thank you. Thank you, Krishna. To show us how powerful you are. Right? This is Krishna's mindfulness. This is mindfulness. This is how powerful Krishna is. To always show us where we belong. But still, we are not grateful. Because we are not mindful of Krishna. If you are mindful, then you can see all this powerful energy of Krishna. See how powerful it is? That has made us powerless? Can we see that? Huh? Can we see that now? It has made us powerless. So this will help us to say, oh Krishna, thank you. Now I can see the power. I'm really powerless. The light is gone, you can't see anything now. That's Krishna. Can you bowl this thing? Alright? Today I practiced mindful breathing. Mindful? We breathe every day. As I inhaled, I imagine drawing in love, serenity, knowledge, and bliss. As I exhaled, I imagine releasing lust, anger, fear, and sadness. When I entered the temple and looked at your picture, I saw you smile at me and say, well done, my darling, well done. This Gurudev also asked us to do this. Not only as we are breathing, but we should do the same thing to a devotee, a devotee. It's an exercise. You can practice. Instead of going to see a devotee who is sick and start projecting our sadness, see the devotee is going to die now. This is what we do, is it not? When we go and see a devotee about to leave the body, are we cheerful? We're sending negative energy to the person. Our fear, so I'm going to be like this tomorrow, another one day, so I'm going to be like this. See this person. We're projecting negativity to the person. But the Gurudev, we should be mindful. We should be mindful. Go to the person. While we are sitting there, as we are exhaling, we should send love, we should send peace, we should send joy, we should send bliss to the person. While we inhaled, we should take away pain, we should take away anxiety, we should take away frustration, we should take away fear. If we practice this, we'll look at Krishna. Krishna will be smiling. Well done. Well done. When we do something wonderful, we don't need someone to tell us. The Super Soul immediately will tell us that. How do you know? How will the Super Soul tell you? You feel happy. And when we do something wrong, the Super Soul also will tell us. Even before someone else will tell us, the Super Soul is already telling, you will not be happy. Is it not? Mindful breathing. We inhale each day throughout the entire day. Consider the powerful level of mindfulness we can assess if even the simple act of breathing functions as a stimulus to accelerate our consciousness and bring it more serenity, love, knowledge, and bliss. Furthermore, we can release all of the negativity that we often carry around, such as sadness, fears, phobias, and anxieties. Although they come upon us at times, we can in fact release them by accessing the love, serenity, knowledge, and bliss. We can simultaneously release the unhealthy emotions. We practice this and we project it to others. Mindful breathing. Mindful. So you can heal so many people by this. I know how to heal people. Right? I know how to heal people. Instead of going to see someone sick and become very sad. When you are sad before the person, you are setting the person up. That's what you are giving to the person. Because the energy we carry, it will permeate the environment where we are. So as spiritual warriors, we should practice always being positive. Always. And one thing we should always consider, that we should always be mindful, we should be self-analyzing. You understand? It's correct? So be self-analyzing. It's mindfulness. I have mentioned many times. Anything that happened around me, I will trace it. What is that? What is that? Mindfulness. But I have said it many times. Does it make any sense to you? Does it make sense? Anything, I will trace it. And Krishna will show. Krishna will reveal. This mindfulness. Mindful. So one of the ways, we can practice mindfulness, one of the things is to add our practice of mindfulness. Especially for all devotees, all of us devotees, spiritual warriors, we must try to find some time for contemplation. Everyday exercise. Everyday exercise. Some time for contemplation. You are not talking, you are not reading, you are not chanting, you are not sleeping. But you're just alone, peaceful to yourself, just silent to yourself. Just going to yourself. Going to the self. Contemplation. It helps us to develop inner strength. This is why people practice silence. This is the reason behind silence. People practice silence with this. It brings inner development by practicing silence. So, Prabhupada asks us to talk about Krishna, chant Krishna, remember Krishna. What is that? Mindfulness. That is silence. Remember Krishna. How will you remember Krishna? After hearing, we should contemplate. That contemplation, it should not be done in the public. It's a peaceful time. When we are alone, take 10 minutes, 15 minutes alone and go inside. It is compulsory for those of us who want to be advancing in Krishna consciousness through the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness. To be mindful. To be mindful. Even if you are sitting in a bus, you can do that. The trainee can do that. It will alone just a few minutes, go inside. We should have object of that mindfulness. Look inside. How is my Krishna consciousness? How am I doing my Krishna consciousness? How do I identify what everything that confronts me every day? How do I relate? How do I do it? And how do they affect me? How do they affect me? My practice, positively or negatively. It is not just being empty every day. No. Every day just exist like that. Just take Hare Krishna mantra, do this, do that, do the routine thing. It is more than this. Introspection. Self-introspection. Today, when I went out, I practiced mindful walking. Mindful, who is the example for this? You have someone in mind? Who is the perfect example for this? Mindful walking. Mindful. Parikshit Maharaj, mindful walking. Mindful walking. Walking. Mindful. Parad Maharaj. Good. And? Very good. Yes. Yes. Brigari. Brigari the hunter. Yes. Mindful. Yes. Yes. Who else? I don't know. Mindful. Walking. Okay. We have two good examples. Okay. Mindful. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Prahlad Maharaj, right?
the resident, they would walk the old
man. Yes. Akrura, when he entered here, as soon as he entered, he knows exactly this is the precinct of Vrindavan. Immediately he knew. Why? By looking on the ground. So he saw the footprints and the cows and the cows. Immediately go down obeisances. That is the process of entering Vrindavan. So Brujan Prabhu says, so should we make that a standard? Brujan Prabhu asks, so we make that is a standard for all of us to enter Vrindavan? What is wrong with that? What is wrong with it? Sometimes I practice it, not only. Some years ago I used to practice. As soon as we get down. But now there's different ways to enter. But it's we should follow footsteps now. This is our process. We follow the footsteps. Mindful. See, we become so careful with everything. So careful with it. And everything becomes very meaningful. This is how we get to Krishna. It's the main thing to be mindful. I walked for hours. I passed many people and saw many things. I sometimes had to avoid the danger of cars, dogs, and obstacles on the road. Nevertheless, I felt that the sun was shining to infuse my body with dynamic energy, and that the birds were chirping just to cheer me on and encourage me towards my destination. Later on, when I returned to the temple, I looked at your picture and saw you smiling at me and said, "Well done, my darling, well done." Mindful walking. Do you notice sometimes? A devotee want to get up to the door there. He doesn't see anybody here, can push. He can even push his own guru who is in the devotee away, because have you ever noticed that? Sometimes push people. Right? He doesn't care. Why? You're not mindful. Or sometimes you are calling a devotee attention, he doesn't look. This is, the mind is too dull. You're not mindful. We don't perceive what is around. Being mindful is to be careful. Everything around us. Everything. Being mindful. Wherever we are, we should notice what is happening. So you can isolate distraction. Right? Isolate distraction. It is mindfulness that I'm able to observe what is happening. So I can know. And imagine you are walking, they say, you're not mindful. What will happen to you? You're not mindful on the road. Accident. Yes? Or you fall. Yes? You fall. So a person who is mindful will not stumble. Is it not? Stumbling means that you're not mindful. Being mindful will not stumble because you're going to see everything around. So mindful. Mindful. The sun is shining, Krishna is infusing me with energy. A few years ago in Navadi Parikrama, I told the watches, if we are not mindful about what we are doing, the sun is going to beat you and you feel tired. So be mindful, always mindful to this overthink what I'm doing now. The supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pass exact place and I'm following him. So we should see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing here with his associate and they're going to be Christian and we are doing the same thing, mindful. If we don't do this, we're going to see the sun, too much sun on our head. I feel tired. Mindful. For one who is mindful, you will not see the sun. We'll see the sun as Christians infusing me with energy. The birds are chirping. So the birds are encouraging me. They are cheering me up. They are happy. The Christians send all this support to help me. This is mindfulness. We'll see everything in connection with Krishna. Mindfulness. So we are seeing Krishna. These are all Christians' energy supporting me. So they're supporting my Christian consciousness. If we're not mindful about Krishna, we will always see devotees disturbing our Christian consciousness. Even if somebody is giving, we just mentioned one of the ways to show love, care, and concern for someone. We probably mentioned chastisement. We would never accept chastisement. We see the person chastising me as my enemy. The person doesn't like me. My enemy. The person will not make me to make advantage of Christian consciousness. We will see that because we're not mindful. We won't see Krishna in what is happening. We will not see that, this person loves me and he cares for me. Even if you are not wrong, you are being chastised. What is wrong with that? If I didn't do what you are chastising me this lifetime, does it mean I didn't do in the past life? I didn't do in the past life? If I didn't do it, what's it coming to me? Krishna is a fool? Krishna doesn't know? Krishna is a fool? He's just imposing anything he likes on as a foolish person? So what's it coming to me if I didn't do it in the past life? But why we don't see? Because we're not mindful. Do we pay anyone for correcting us? If you go and meet somebody, a consultant, you have to pay a fee. Not free to pay. You pay a coach, big money, to come and coach you. And the coaches, which one is correct? The coaches, They don't carry a problem. They use you yourself. Is it that? So you come and tell me, Prabhu, this is coaching. You have to pay. Is it not? You want to pay? Because I paid. To go to GBC college, I paid big money. I pay big money. I'm going to pay a fee. Today I'm going to pay. collect all the fees. Right? Go to a kocha and say, Prabhu, I have difficulty with my job. What should I do? So that's a problem, right? You have to approach a kocha. He will not bring Bhagavad Gita and start teaching about mindfulness. He's going to ask you. So, this problem you have, what have you done about it? What have you done about it? You're not going to be free. Just give him your problem and just sit there. He'll be dealing with it. He will engage you. So, what have you done about it? You know you have this problem. What have you done? So in this situation, what do you think? What do you think it should be handled? That's why I've been asking you questions, you're talking and talking and talking, and you get your solution. He's not going to tell you this and that and that. You should to find the solution for yourself. But here we are going to risk our life to tell you, to correct you, and you get angry. That is nonsense. Just as we breathe every day, we also walk. However, these days we might spend more time in the car or at our desks instead of walking, and even push buttons just to open the garage door. Hopefully, we do occasionally take advantage of walking, especially during these mechanized times. When we do walk, we can turn it into a meditation to enhance the devotion. We can reflect on how the sun's rays rejuvenate the body and the consciousness, and the songs of the birds encourage us towards our destination. We can experience our environment in such a way that it becomes supportive to our devotion and our God consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said, when he's walking in Vrindavan, he's so mindful that he's expecting Aditya and Krishna can jump on the bush and say, "Hey, my friend, where are you going?" Just imagine. Just, we are doing parikrama, Vrindavan parikrama. Just carry this in my mind. Oh, what time Krishna will jump on and hold my hand? You wouldn't know the time you have finished parikrama and get back here. You wouldn't know, because you are being mindful. You are propelled by Krishna's potency. It's the power of mindfulness. You will think, "Let me go second round." I didn't need the parikrama. Prabhu, can we go second round? Be mindful. At every time we're expecting, the direction of Krishna is going to jump out and call my hand. "Where are you going?" So, what's expecting? Maybe the next. This is parikrama. Mindful parikrama. This is mindful walking. Mindful. Today I practice mindful talking. How many items we are dealing with now? How many items? Breathing, walking, and now talking. So we're looking at three things now, right? Talking. These are the things we do every day, right? I was extremely careful not to say anything to offend anyone. Just imagine if you have this attitude in our Christian concept. Just imagine. You can imagine how our advancement would be if we keep this kind of mood. The one is very mindful about what I'm going to say, so I don't offend anyone. I imagine that each word was showering another soul either with flower petals or with bricks. Which one would you prefer?
Flower.
Do we offer that? Is that what we offer? So how can we expect that? We are throwing stones and we are expecting lotus flowers? It's cheating. That is cheating. Right? It's cheating. We will get back the one we are offering. So, first of all, we should check. We already said we'll be mindful. Be mindful. Devotional words are like flowers that will enhance another's well-being and celebrate that person's existence. Harsh words, harsh or whimsical words are like insult, assault on others, as if stoning them with bricks. With each person I encountered, I only discussed devotional topics. Therefore, I was feeling constantly enlivened as I reflected on all of the glorious beings in my life. All the glorious beings in my life. Mindfulness. Later, when I returned to the temple, you smiled and again repeated, "Well done, my darling, well done." Who doesn't like to hear this? Who does not like to hear this? We all want to hear this. Therefore, you should be mindful. You should be mindful. What did Barugita say? 17, 14, 15, 16. Yes, austerity of speech. Austerity of body, austerity of mind. Mind. 14, 15, 16. Yeah. Chapter 17. 15. Yes. Read it.
Austerity of speech consists in speaking words that are truthful.
Austerity of speech contains
speaking words that are truthful.
Speaking words which are truthful. Pleasing,
beneficial,
not agitating to the other person,
and regularly reciting
Vedic literatures. This is austerity of speech. This is mindfulness. Pleasing words. Only a devotee can speak pleasing word. A non-devotee cannot speak pleasing word. It's not about flattering someone. It's about appreciating the personality, the existence. We don't appreciate the existence of other people. Why? Because we don't see that person as a spiritual part and parcel of Krishna. We already discussed in my book the qualification for equality. If you want to practice equal vision, want to practice equal vision, want to have unity in diversity, the qualification is we should have this this verse, Bhagavad Gita, 435, in our consciousness, 435. We should see all living entities as part and parcel of Krishna. If you don't have this mindset, if you're not fully convinced, if you don't make this as a reality in our own life, there's no question of unity and diversity. There will be diversity, but no unity. Which is going on? Diversity is going on perfectly, right? But unity is also going on. Fragmentation is going every time. Why? This verse is not applied at night. So when Krishna gives the philosophy, he didn't just leave us empty like that. He gave us a practical thing to handle. And then Krishna told us, you will never fall into such illusion again. Never. What's illusion? You are my enemy. You are my friend. You are my this, you're my this, I'm this and that. This we will see. We're not going to see, oh, this is a spiritual partner, personal Krishna, and honor your personality. So with this, I will be able to honor your personality, your existence. I will respect you. Whatever you do, I will respect your personality. And this is unity. Without this, I will respect you. So where's the unity? I'm going to show you how I'm different from you, how you're different from me. Even if you don't see me different from me, I will see you are different from me, or see myself different from you. So, unity will not be there. Unity will be there when we practice this verse. If I see you as a spiritual part and parcel of Krishna, how will I throw stone at you? I want to stone you with bricks. I'm going to stone you with lotus flower because I appreciate you. Do you stone the person you love with the stones or the lotus flower? Huh? The person you love and care for, what do you offer the person? Flower, yes. Vrindavan rose flowers, rose garlands, so aromatic, so refreshing, so sweet, very cool. That's the only place you can get this, Vrindavan. So you get this. So special. So offer, not bricks. And what Krishna said about this, even stoning Krishna with a harsh word. What Krishna said, the gopis are stoning Krishna. Somebody that never called Krishna good names. But what Krishna said about that? This chastisement of the gopis blocks my ears from hearing the perfect chanting with complete meter of the Vedas personified. My ears blocked. But why? It is laden with love, saturated with love. Therefore, Krishna's ears blocked. One gopi asked, Krishna, I heard that you were born in Mahava. Why do you leave that place to come and stay in the forest? Srimati Nandi, I will give you answer. I know the answer. I know the answer. Let me tell you. This boy. Listen, let me tell you about this boy. Mahavan is a city with cultural people. And people, they are very religious. They follow the scripture. They are very decent. But this boy has a crooked. So if he stay in the city with all these civilized people, how will he steal gopis' cloth? Will he do this in the city? all this nonsense thing he is doing, you know, don't do it there. Therefore, he ran to come and hide away in the bush where he had freedom to do his nonsense. This is what this boy, very experienced. As he's speaking in the presence of Krishna, Krishna was standing there. Krishna was angry. He was enjoying that. He didn't say a word. Krishna didn't say a word to defend himself. He's enjoying that. That's his nature. So this is the nature of this boy. So he can't stay there. So he ran away to come and hide here. Here he has freedom. He can do all the nonsense things here unchecked. And Krishna didn't say anything. He likes it. not a good thing. But Krishna said, this blocked my ears. This thing blocked my ears from hearing the Vedas personified. This is fully laden with love. Alright? We all talk so much, but sometimes it simply turns into excessive speech and we lose a sense of meaning in our lives. Distracting conversations and gossip will then lead into superfluous activities. Sometimes we encounter people who do try to speak cautiously, and sometimes we find others who simply want to bombard us with unnecessary conversations. We can find ways to elevate our discussions so that they do not drain our consciousness. Consider the impact of a negative or positive conversation in which a person subtly throws either bricks or throws nice flowers in order to glorify our existence. A person's harsh and whimsical words are like painful bricks which cause wounds and unhealthy anxieties. As we speak, we should have that kind of mindfulness. Speaking sweetly, righteously, straightforwardly, and compassionately actually glorifies and celebrates the existence of another person. On the other hand, when we speak harshly or allow others to speak harshly to us, we involve ourselves in a battle and use these heavy bricks as our weapons. If we care about someone, and we should care about everyone, we should care about everyone. We want to honor their presence by not attacking their existence with our harsh language. We want to have this mindfulness so that we will not offend others through our speech. Words are extremely powerful and have such a strong effect on the environment. We can use them as a means to encourage another person or as a weapon of destruction. Just imagine the powerful effect of speaking only healthy and compassionate words imbued with devotion. By celebrating the glorifying the existence of others, you will also feel stimulated by all of the wonderful people who you have honored and who are a part of your life. Such positive exchanges return back into our own consciousness and help you to be an even greater agent of divinity. If we want, we can make experiment. Want to make experiment? I'll give you the exercise.
Yes.
Visit a devotee in a hospital. A devotee is sick in the hospital. Tell the devotee, as you are sick and away from the temple and in the hospital, we are very, very happy. We are very, very happy. Because your existence has been a torture for everyone. So we wish you not return to this temple. That devotee will leave the body the next moment. The next moment, that person will leave the body.
Or
leave the temple. Then turn to another devotee and said, "Oh Prabhu, the few days you are out of the temple, everyone is disturbed. We are so much worried about your absence. And every devotee is praying, when will he come back? When will she come back? When will he come back? When will she come back? We're all waiting. We are waiting, please. We are praying. She'll get well and come back. All devotees are waiting for you. The next day, that devotee will come at a time. Get well. The next day, you see that devotee back. It is not the medicine will heal this person. It's our words. Will heal that person. The person, because that energy which is transferred to the person's consciousness, it goes deep into the consciousness and become the elixir of life. Just like the harsh words will penetrate in the consciousness. Mahatma Vidura, he told Maharaj Yudhishthira, yes, in Mahabharata, when the house of luck was constructed, Gaseous house was constructed, when they were leaving, Vidura was the last person who spoke to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He says, my dear, come. There are two types of weapons. How many?
Five.
A physical weapon and a subtle one. The physical weapon and the subtle. Of the two weapons, which one is more dangerous?
The subtle.
The physical weapon will just affect your physical body. The subtle weapon will go into your emotion, it will go into your mental, it will go into your spiritual. Therefore, be very careful in the place you are going. Be very, very careful in the place you are going. See, you already told them that is a dangerous trap. It's not a house, it's a dangerous trap. It was a gaseous, everything was flammable. Everything. So, the gross weapon is not as dangerous as the subtle weapon. Our words, we become purified by hearing. Why? We get purification by hearing, is it not? Why is that? The potency of the sound. The potency of sound. So Krishna says, I'm the sound in ether. The potency. So how we speak has a lot. Alright? Hare Krishna. Questions? Comment? Yes, sir. Hare Krishna.
Without us, we know that we haven't done moment where injustice takes place.
Injustice. If we look at it carefully, deeply, no injustice. If you look at it deeply, there is no injustice. Because the principle of karma, we reap the result of our activities. So if you look at it externally, what is injustice? My right is denied. That is injustice. My right is denied. So it is injustice. But if you look at it deeply, why my right is denied? Because I have denied you the past. Therefore, you have to repay to me. The fact that I have forgotten has nothing to do with the reality. Right? Injustice. What is to be shared between us, one person has taken it. It's injustice. Therefore, I have to fight. Fight for my right. So, we just read, the government should take taxes, income taxes, and sales taxes. income taxes and sales taxes. Then we use it to maintain the citizens. If the citizens are paying taxes, but the government are not using that to take care of them, especially in the times of need, that's injustice. But why are we born in that country, not in the other country, where that government are taking care of the people nicely, and this government is not taking care, only collecting and not taking care? Why we are born in that country and not born in this country? We merit it by our karma. Yes. In one country, the government pay for all hospital expenses, all complete, every hospital thing the government, like in Mauritius. Right? Government pay for all their hospital expenses. All. Nicely. Not what they spend. It's my country, zero. So why? It's karma. It's not because the money is not there. The money is there, but everybody is stealing. The poor is the least of Nigerians who have money outside. All are $1 billion. There's no $1 million inside. Or $1 billion. All more than 20 people. This $1 billion for this person, this country, this. Some they have for three, four countries like that. It's karma. So we can fight, oh, my right. Why not give my right? But why are you born in that country? It's karma. Justice, let's fight for our right. Justice, fight for our right. Karma. It's karma. All right? Something else? As soon as we realize that I have done something wrong, just correct it. Go to the person and say, I'm very sorry. Just go to the person. I'm sorry for what I have done. I'm very sorry. In my ignorance, in my immaturity, in my low nature, I didn't understand this. But by a costless mercy, Lord Brahma is praying. I have come to realize my mistakes. Please forgive me. Please excuse me. That's how a devotee be here. Always. So beg for forgiveness. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. And we already discussed begging, we should also be humble to obtain the mercy of the person. In this way, we'll be free because we have been given mercy, will have the strength to avoid making such things. It is said that these words can destroy. The same word will amend. The same word will amend, it will correct. The destruction we already made with the bad words, we can also correct it with the good words. The same word. I'm very sorry for what I have done. Please excuse me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. The same word. Just change the mood. When we have realized something, we should beg. And if it is too heavy, go send your friend or that person that you know is very close, go and please, I offended your friend, please help me go and beg her to forgive me, please. Indra established the principle. When Indra saw the situation was too heavy, he didn't come personally. He sent Surabhi, he's a favorite of Krishna. After Surabhi came and begged Krishna, then Indra himself came and for businesses. How should do? That's the process. What is taking prasadam?
By chanting and taking prasadam, we avoid those who are chanting.
Ah, okay. Prasadam. Yes. we are trying to be mindful when we are taking prasadam. We have not reached it. So taking prasadam is So we're taking precedent, or we're doing japa, and we're trying to be focused, wanted to appreciate the mercy of the Lord, the holy name, our chariots, who are helping us, they have given, we are mindful about this. In the middle of that, you are trying to be careful. And so I say, oh, Prabhu, oh, excuse me, I don't know. I want to talk to japa. Something which has nothing to do with practicing what we are hearing. If you don't give them chance to talk their nonsense, they're going to feel offended. I think that is good offense. That is good offense. Yes, a good offense. It's good to make offense once than to repeat it. So make it once so the person knows that, oh, I should not go to this person, he will not listen to me if I go there. So next time he will not come to you. So you are free. It's a good offense. You're taking precedent and someone just want to honor and talking. So you know, be mindful about appreciating all the wonderful personalities involved in providing the precedent. You want it to be mindful about them, you want to appreciate them, want to engage in also offending the precedent. It's better to make a small offense than to make a big one. Is it not? So just keep quiet and take a person. Or you change your seat. The person will be offended, but it's good to make offense once than to make it many. Offense once. So the person knows that this person, don't talk to him or her on japa on precedent. So you are known as a bad person for that. So tomorrow nobody will come to you on that. If we pretend to try to it will continue. It will continue. It will not stop there, it will continue. Best thing, made offense once. And if it is when they're not taking prasadam, when they're not chanting japa, another time, a person is bringing parjapa, we should change the topic. We change the topic. Someone come and say, my dear, you know, yesterday I went to visit some person. When I got there, he was putting porno. So, yeah, can I share what I read today? Can I share what I read today? It was so nice a topic, so nice. I've never had this for many years. In fact, I've even read it, but I didn't understand what I got today. You just start reading that. Start reading that, or you start sharing that. Or you start reading the book directly. After some time, the topic is changed. In this way, you will purify yourself. You purify the person. The person say, you think you are well advanced? You think you know better than me? You want to show me that you know, that you are pure? Are you pure? It's okay. Just keep quiet. Don't talk. Just keep quiet. When the person told all the garbages, don't accept it. Just keep quiet. So the person will carry the garbage back with the person, with himself or herself. So you are free. If you respond, means you have accepted all the garbages with you. How do you know? You'll be angry, with anxiety. Right? Anxiety. That means you have accepted all the garbages.
Let's say a person, he or she has been for so many years like this.
Yes.
Like he or she has been talking about chanting. And then suddenly he or she hears in the class that I should not be doing that.
Right.
And from tomorrow, then that person becomes very fanatic about it. So I feel in that case, it is also good to express to others what my newfound aspirations are, what my newfound practices are, so that the other person is also contributing to them. Because for so many years we have been also like that. So the person assumes this is the culture, this is the norm. So when we take to such practices, it's always also good to inform them. I was also doing that.
Yes, we should do that outside. When we have finished prasadam, we finish japa, can come. I'm very sorry what I did. I'm very, very sorry. Please excuse me. We went for a seminar and it was discussed that we should do like this. So I was just trying to practice that when you came. You know that I didn't recognize you. You know that I'm feeling insecure. Just excuse me. It is just what we had. I'm trying to. In this way, we can explain. But if you are going to explain this at that japa time, I promise you, we will not spend less than 30 minutes. And what you are trying to avoid, you know what happened? Yes, we can explain the outside. Afterward, you go gently to the person and explain yourself. If the person is going, oh, I understand, I'm very sorry. I was a seminar. Then you can speak more. And the person is fortunate. He will inquire, you can hear more, you can share what you have learned. You can tell. Maybe we appreciate it. Oh, I didn't know this. Like you said, it's something we have all been doing. So, oh, yeah, this is good. I also like to practice that. Can I get that lecture? Yes. You can share, you guys, share the link. Or I will send this to you. I record everything, I will send it to you. In this way, it will act very nicely. All right?
And you said that go beyond the person who is then how to do that.
Repeat again, let me make you understand.
When you said go beyond the person, so if we are emotionally broke, as we lose the person who is very near and dear to us, how to do that?
I'm trying to digest the. I don't seem to understand the question.
You mentioned that get blocked. He's saying that if we are in, we lose someone and we are emotionally breakdown, that block makes.
Well, I was saying that if you are practicing mindfulness, we will not get stuck at. When we see extraordinary power or something, energy being demonstrated, we will not get stopped there. We are not going to see, oh, this powerful person. If you are not practicing, we will get stopped there. Oh, look at this powerful person. So what we are supposed to give to Krishna, will go to that person. But if we are mindful, when we see a person demonstrating extraordinary strength or something, we will see beyond that person to Christians. Oh, this person has been blessed if we are practicing mindfulness. See, if we are emotionally disturbed, means we are not practicing mindfulness. If we are practicing mindfulness, we will always have the strength to be mindful about everything. Even if our emotion is being touched, we'll be able to have the energy to control and maintain our balance. If we're not practicing, we will not have the balance. There'll be off balance. So it is important for us to practice it so that we will always at all times apply our techniques or technologies whenever and wherever it is needed. It depends on practice now that will help us to defend what we are going to experience tomorrow. I hope that makes sense.
I love you, Mother. With a small child, I'll be mindful in that.
So we should be mindful to wake up before the child. So be mindful. When my child wakes up, I have to attend to the baby. So I cannot say, this is my eyes, not cry. No, don't you know I'm chanting? I cannot say that. Attention should be given to the child. So we know the child is going to wake up. I need attention. So we should get up before the time. So be mindful to look The time the baby will sleep, the time the baby wakes up. So we'll adjust ourselves. This is mindfulness. We'll adjust ourselves. If you don't know this, it means we're not mindful. If you are mindful, you ought to know that baby will wake up this time. So before this time, I say, Mother, I should have taught this process. When she went to prepare butter for Krishna, she woke up before Krishna woke up. Because she knows, when Krishna got up, I will give attention. So she started preparing everything before. So we should follow that footstep. And I saw, so some devotees, a baby is on their lap. And they're doing their job. The baby is sleeping this way, they're doing their job. Carefully. Right? So you can practice that. That is being mindfulness to see when the baby will get our attention. We have to give attention to that. So we should be mindful to plan it. So the baby will wake up by this time, will sleep by this time. So that is mindfulness. So we know that. So we adjust ourselves like that. When we are very, very serious, it is said that there is always a way when there is a will. Always, that is a fact. We should always remember, we shouldn't forget that Krishna is in the heart and Krishna knows us. As we position ourselves in our Krishna consciousness, that is how Krishna is going to respond. Krishna will respond to that. According to how we are applying this Krishna consciousness in our life, Krishna will respond. Krishna is going to give us a baby that we're going to cry to continuously for months. The baby quits. We're going to have time to chant. During the class, the baby will not cry, so you can stay in the class. During japa, the baby will not cry, so we'll do our japa. And after that, the baby will need our attention, we can go. Krishna will arrange everything for us according to our nature, to our level of Krishna consciousness. Right? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande. All glories assembled in the tea.
Shri Srimad Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Vani Archives. For more such content, visit bddswami.com.